Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Isaiah Hedden, producer of Bad Medicine.
And we're talking because Bad Medicine is going to be coming to the DC Improv on October 20th. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Explain to us what Bad Medicine is. We've probably seen it, you know, on post comedy club posters and stuff around town. But explain what it is.
So Bad Medicine is a DC-based sketch comedy team. You know, the difference between improv and stand-up, I would say, is one's made up and one is a solo act. We're doing written material that we've worked on for the past couple of months, and we're performing that live together as a group. And that sketch comedy, Saturday Night Live does it, Key and Peele does it, Dave Chappelle's sketch show was all about sketch comedy, written material that's performed live.
Awesome. And so what sort of sketches or what sort of topics are you, or, you know, if our listeners come out specifically on the 20th, what sort of, I don't want you to, you know, I'm not saying blow any punchlines, don't spoil any punchlines, but what kind of stuff are they going to hear?
So first off, Bad Medicine, you know, we come from a political town, so we don't want to do political stuff. We want to get away from that. So we're focusing more on the slice of life kind of things. Random moments, the awkward moments, the things you want to take back and never see again. We're just kind of zoning in on those moments of life and blowing them out of proportion with absurd comedy, characters, musical numbers. We're just kind of bringing that slice of life stuff to the stage.
Now, who are some of the talent involved? Because I know you've been the different people involved are trained by, you know, Second City, Upright Citizens Brigade. You know, you've got the chops in terms of the training here, but, you know, give us a sense of who the talent is that will be performing.
So our cast is collected from, I would say, people who've been involved in the comedy community, DC scene for a while now, especially with the Washington Improv Theater background or Dojo Comedy background, or even Laughing Dex Theater. It's just people who've kind of grown up in the scene. So our cast is a collective of improvisers, stand-up comedians, people who did a cappella in college that all have a great theater background and performance background and are just very charming personalities. So the audience will get to know these members and kind of, you know, enjoy the show through their eyes as they do their thing. Andy Well, who's directing the show along with Layla Drisi, has been a part of the group for more than 5 years and has, you know, performed all over the country with us. And they've really crafted a very well show with the crew here. And, you know, I would say we focus on really kind of bringing diversity to the stage and kind of making sure our cast are, you know, 50% women, 50% men, that there's a good representation of the message that's being presented. And I'm really excited about this show and what we're about to present.
Fantastic. Now, how long have you guys been around? When were you founded?
So we were founded actually in November of 2013. And our first show was probably that following February in 2014. And so we're coming up on, what was it, 8 years now, which is incredible. And, you know, we started as a local group doing local shows at bars, at weird stage shows. And then we started doing festival circuits and got into Philadelphia, got into New York, got into Chicago, went to Montreal. You know, we slowly have made our way across the country and now have done Seattle and San Francisco as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're a DC-based team and our favorite people are here in DC as well. And so we love performing locally and participating in the sketch community that exists here.
For sure. And who came up with the hilarious logo? It looks like a Mr. Yuck sticker.
Yes, it is a play on the Mr. Yuck sticker. I actually came up with that. I do all our branding and graphic design and photography and video stuff. So that's kind of what I bring to the group besides my writing. The idea of Bad Medicine is if laughter is good medicine, if laughter is the best medicine, then we're bad medicine. And this is before we ever found out that there was a song, a famous song that uses that title. And so we didn't even realize that. We had Googled it and it was available on Twitter. So we went and grabbed it. And
what was it? Was it Bon Jovi? Who did
Bon Jovi? Yes. It's a Bon Jovi song. Yeah. It's one of their not top hits, but it is, you know, if you played it, people will be like, oh yeah, I know that song. So by then it was, we kind of loved it and wanted to run with it. So we stuck with it.
So you're able to use that without, you know, royalty free or anything.
We've used it here and there a couple of times. It, again, like, it just has the name. It's not really connected.
Sure, sure.
But it's a good energy. It's a good rock song. And I think the sketch comedy scene kind of lends itself to a punk rock vibe. You know, a lot of times we're performing in basements to small crowds and dark rooms. So, like, it kind of works.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to piggyback on into what you were sort of saying about the title and sort of thematically, symbolically, what it means. So laughter is the best medicine, but you're the bad side of that. So what do you mean by that? It's like more of a dark humor?
Dark humor, 100%. Dark humor, you know, the stuff you probably shouldn't laugh at, but you're going to laugh at it because it's funny. you know, just heartbreak. it's not cringe humor, but it is definitely dark humor.
I love it. And then in addition to, you know, the actual show, like, you're going to be doing on the 20th, don't you also partner with DC Improv to do some, like, some comedy classes, either in person or online?
Yes, indeed. DC Improv is looking to expand out into the sketch comedy community and help grow that scene. And that has always been a mission of ours. Whenever we've gotten the chance, we've taught workshops and classes along the way as we've grown as a sketch team, just to kind of share the wealth and give back to the community. And so we partnered with them to teach sketch classes and workshops online that really kind of like hit the stride during the pandemic. And so now we're bringing those classes in person live back to the DC Improv to hopefully build a group of younger up and coming sketch teams that want to get on stage and do their thing. And so we have an intro to sketch comedy class coming up in November that starts on November 1st. And then we have our level 2 sketch comedy class that begins on January 3rd. And what's great about these classes is that you not only get to meet people that you get to interact with, but we've started a Tuesday night student writers room where you take the class, you finish the class, and you can join this writers room that meets on Tuesdays and continue bringing your work and meeting other students and sharing your material. It's kind of like an open mic. We read your sketches, get feedback on them, and then move on to the next person. And that little community is really strong, and it's grown since we started this more than a year ago. And, you know, always looking for new blood to get in there. And it's one of the best ways to keep yourself motivated is giving yourself a deadline to bring material for the next time it comes around.
Sounds great. So if there's any, you know, aspiring local comedians, how do they sign up for those classes?
You got to go to the DC Improv website. They have a comedy school section on their website. Click on that. Click on the sketch comedy portion. They do stand-up classes and improv classes, but we're under the sketch comedy side, and you'll find links to both classes and anything else that's coming up that we're going to present. We have right now a level 1 and level 2. We're working on a level 3 that will probably go into more specific stage acting for sketch, even film and video production stuff. And so we're going to expand on this and keep pushing the envelope.
Great. And like you said, that first class is November 1st. So maybe the best way to do this is to come see the Bad Medicine Sketch Comedy Show at the DC Improv on October 20th, see what it's all about, get a feel for it, and then follow up by hitting the class on November 1st. It's kind of a nice 1-2 punch you have laid out.
100%.
All right. Is there anything else we should talk before we run? You know, tell me a little bit about you. You know, where did you grow up? How did you get into comedy?
Oh, yeah. So I consider myself a local kid. I grew up in Northern Virginia in Herndon and then went to American University. And I've been
Right on. Me too.
Yeah. AU. Once an eagle, always an eagle. and I got a job right after college and stuck with it. And I never left. And now it's almost been 20 years now. And I still love the city. It's changed so much over the years, and it's been an amazing experience. And when I turned 30, I had helped a friend work on one of her short films, and I expressed interest in writing. And so he said, I go to this sketch jam you should go to. And, you know, you bring a sketch and they read it. And so, you know, I started showing up regularly. It was once a month, and then that faded away. And then people from that group, Elizabeth Kemp leading the charge, said, why don't we start a sketch team? And so the four of us met in a basement bar and came up with an idea for it and started making meetings and started preparing to perform. And Bad Medicine grew out of that. And so it's almost like I joined to be a writer, but the opportunity to do more than that and to grow with the sketch comedy troupe and the community was too good to give up. And I've been with them ever since the start, and I love it still.
I love it. You mentioned that a job kept you in DC. I want, what is the day job? Because I think it's always fun to be like, you know, for my purposes, writing the article, you know, by day he does this and by night he's this hilarious sketch comic.
So technically I'm a video broadcast editor. I make commercials.
Oh, cool.
So DC has a lot of government work, a lot of political ads. But there are a couple other TV channels out here, including PBS and National Geographic, Smithsonian, Discovery is doing business around here. So there's broadcast level work to do. And I work out of Interface Media Group, which is actually blocks away from the DC Improv.
So is that what you studied at AU then? Was it video production?
Yes, film and video program.
Gotcha. What year? Gotcha. Because we were there. We graduated in 11, I think.
I graduated in 06.
Okay. So yeah, thanks for paving the way.
No, when I applied to AU, AU was the only school that had a film program. This is before YouTube, before Facebook, and so that was it. Either I had to go to like Chicago, New York, or LA, or stay here, and this was it. But now every school has a film program or something that version of it, and I think I probably would have gone somewhere else than a private, expensive school in DC.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that it's, you know, became the day job, paying the bills with, you know, the actual, you know, film degree. That's nice during the day. And then during the night, you get to do these comedy shows. I love it, man. Renaissance man. Cool. Well, anything else we haven't talked about that we should, you know, anything I didn't ask you?
Yes. Bad Medicine also hosts a podcast called, Sketch Nerds, where we talk and interview other sketch comedians about their favorite sketches. We break them down about why they're funny. It's a great way to, it's basically the conversation that we have in our writer's room. Hey, I saw this sketch. I really loved it. These are the things why it makes me laugh. And then someone tells you why it's not funny. And then you kind of argue it and we kind of break it down and figure out whether the beats of the joke, you know, who's in it, when was it, when did it air? And sometimes you find golden nuggets of stuff that you didn't even know these sketches existed. Right. And, you know, the podcast has been around for 2 years. And I enjoy it. And we do road shows, we do go to festivals. I bring our podcast gear and we record on site too. And so some of these episodes are coming straight from the festival where we get to meet different people and sit down with them and talk about their favorite sketches and all as well. And that has just been a great learning tool and just a networking tool. And I love it. It's so good to see how other people are inspired and how they got to where they are and like what are the nuggets, because like we feel like everyone finds Saturday Night Live in like around middle school, so everybody has like a favorite passionate sketch they care about, but it's always from when they were finally allowed to stay up past 11, you know, it's like
right.
That's the kind of like what's it's all rooted in, so like how does that define your comedy moving forward, and so it's stuff like that.
Right. And rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
100%, man. Wow.
Yes. I've been, for some reason, that one hit me hard. And I've just been going down YouTube rabbit holes and just crying, laughing at some of this late night appearances. But
one in a million. No one has his style. No one has his cadence, his speed, his understanding of how to tell a joke. He's a comedian's comedian.
Exactly. Well, you know, the cool thing about what you're doing is maybe, who knows, the next Norm MacDonald could be out there, the next Dave Chappelle, he's from this area, you know, like, who knows who you're going to spark at one of your comedy shows or one of your classes. So keep up the good work. Again, it's the Bad Medicine Sketch Comedy Show, October 20th at the DC Improv, and then check out their classes starting November 1st. Hey, thanks for doing this, Isaiah. This is great meeting you.
No problem. Great meeting you as well, Jason. Thank you so much.
All right, be well.